5 minutes after the hour, second and final hour of the program here. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Thanks for being with us here today. Stay tuned. I got to register. We've registered two so far. Two. And we are doing 20 total, and I'm in it, so that would mean 19, so we have two. So if you take that, Colfax, I'm in it, you know, if you want to do the math there, we have 17 more to register. Yeah, it's fun working through that with you. I appreciate that. So let's get, you know what, I'll do it probably a little bit later. This, I'm challenging you. Dude, you're entering for a PS5. I'm not doing caller number three. I'm not doing caller number eight. Not going there. I'm challenging you to pay attention to the show, to stuff that we do. That's your hint. That is your hint. So lock in. Good suggestion is to go to thewholeshow.com. Find information. There's information there. I'm going to ask you. And that's how you do it. That's how you get involved. So I've got two so far. I'm looking for number three today. Number three's getting in. It is no cost. We're going to be setting up NoCo Mobile Gaming out at St. Michael's Square. So if you want to go in and eat before it starts, grab a beer. I don't necessarily advise it because you're going to need to stay sharp if you want to win this bracket. Because I'm going to take it. I'm not going to take the PS5. Don't worry. I don't get the perks like you guys do. But somebody's going to get a PS5. You're going to have whoever gets in has got a 1 in 20 shot, 1 in 19 shot to get a PS5. It's like those things are like $600 and they do all the stuff, man. I about said they play CDs, but nothing plays CDs anymore. And that's not really top of the line. My car, I got a new car. It doesn't even play CDs. It doesn't have a CD player in it, Colfax.
I'm sorry. I don't tell you.
It's got seat warmers though.
Nice. So does that seat coolers?
No seat coolers.
Oh.
Well, I love warm seats, man. And a warm steering wheel.
Ooh, yeah.
It's got the warm steering wheel. I mean, if that doesn't motivate you to keep your hands on the wheels at all times, I don't know what does. It's got the phone charger thing. You just set it down on the dash and it charges your phone.
Really?
You don't even have to have a cord.
Wow.
It's just, I went from having an iPod plugged in to having my phone plugged in. I got wires everywhere. What I do like about it is new cars to take the distractions out. And I do appreciate that because my mind's cluttered enough and I have all this stuff. So I do appreciate that. First Advantage text line is 970-478-1301. 970-478-1301. Our Power to Play Sports poll question. This is I know I have a lot of Rams fans that listen to the show, so I mean it makes sense. But that's your game of choice tonight. Which game? Oh no, now it's Dallas and Denver. Dallas and Denver's winning this thing. They're at 41% of the votes, whereas UNLV and CSU are getting 37% of the votes. And then next up, you have Montana State at Northern Colorado, then Oregon at Colorado. Curious as to why that is. Is it because it's on at 3 o'clock today? So go vote on that. Again, it's at thewholeshow.com. I'm curious. Will Colorado State fans edge this one out? Okay, Colorado just moved up. So now it's you're going Nuggets first, Tulligans, then Colorado State, then Colorado, then UNC. Where's my UNC love? You can watch them. You can listen, of course, to the broadcast, either all broadcast, or you can watch it on Pluto TV and still get KFK broadcast, so I have no problem promoting that pesky thing called TV. I don't, as long as you can catch Jason Alvin, the voice of the Bears, doing the broadcast there. So again, that game is tonight at 6:30. I'm looking for a 3-1 little stint here for the University of Northern Colorado as they take on Montana State, then Idaho coming up shortly after. Champ Kelly. With the Bears currently, he's going to have a lot of questions. Again, this is going to give you an interesting shot here. You know, now it's all Zoom, right? You're doing Zooms. You're not traveling. So, I mean, this takes all of the headache out. I mean, technically, you could interview as many people as you want. And you don't have to worry about the travel. You're going to be into a lot of Zoom calls. But, yeah, Drew Locke, Von Miller, Justin Simmons, all these things are going to be big questions. Creating salary cap space, or is Von Miller's time done? I mean, that's going to be something I'm going to ask you. Do you see Justin Simmons as a top safety in this league? Check this out, though, Colfax. I mean, you got plenty of guys emerging right now. You have Brian Stark, Minnesota Vikings vice president of player personnel. He's assistant general manager. George Patton, Saints. Terry Fontenot Dave Ziegler with the Pats. So you got a lot of names that are starting to rise to the top. And I know Rick Smith is a name that's coming up, too. But these are kind of, you know, whether you go to Denver Post, whether you go to DenverBroncos.com, these are the names that keep popping up. So sometimes where there's smoke, there's fire. But this is what's scary. You have a lot of teams looking for a general manager. Jacksonville, Carolina, Washington, Detroit, and Atlanta. They have general manager openings. I mean, this is, I don't remember seeing, what is it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams in the NFL are looking for a new general manager. You know, it's common to see that, I think, with the head coaching spot. But looking for general manager, it's tough. So, again, to your point, Colfax, you know, you and I talked about it Monday more. Or was it Tuesday? Why not one more year with Elway? Maybe because you're worried your guy, which might be Champ Kelly, is going to be gone. And you won't have this opportunity next year, which does show some forward thinking. It does show some foresight for Denver. As much as I've been griping about the whole Elway thing, and I still kind of stand by it, I grew up watching this guy. You know, giving up, and I know people are telling me, Brady, it's not giving up. He's still making bigger decisions, like whether they should have Coke or Pepsi at the stadium. Those are bigger and more important decisions. He doesn't have to be at the office. Doesn't matter. It's still important. It's John Elway. Guys, if it was that important, they'd sign him to a 5-year deal. He's going to drift next year. He's not showing up. He's going to show up in golf attire. And hey, guys, what's going on? Can't handle that right now. I just forgot something. I forgot my cell phone. Got to grab that, so I'm out of here. Listen, I know it's not as casual as I'm making it sound. He's still important to the organization. But if you're kidding yourself if you think that John Elway is this move, again, if John Elway's still in charge, then he wouldn't have made it look like he's not. Elway's the ultimate competitor. And the ultimate competitor wants to be, I mean, most of the time they want to be known for what they're doing, right? So there is that contingency of fans that actually thinks there's no way Elway's stepping back. He's still the guy making decisions. He just doesn't want to have the pressure on him. I don't see it that way. I see it as, you know, this is, you know, we're kind of putting you out to pasture. And then next year with the new ownership situation, we'll see if there's a place, but it probably doesn't make sense. Who would be the favorite? One league source. Now, this is according to the Denver Post. Ryan O'Halloran says one league source asked who would be the favorite among the aforementioned candidates that we talked about. Put Patton up as the top of the list. But this source told Al O'Halloran that he probably wouldn't take it. He's been pretty selective through the years, so I'd be curious who's the next one? Who's the next guy in line? Who would you see? I mean, all these guys are interviewing. Broncos are getting their interviews in. Falcons are getting their interviews in. Jaguars, Lions, they're all putting in their requests to get Fontenot out there. Everybody's getting these interviews done. But again, what are those tough questions? If you were interviewing the general manager, the prospective general manager, what would you ask? What are you more concerned with? I would ask this question. How do you feel about the no ownership situation? How do you feel about, listen, we think you'll be here. We want to hire a guy for the long term. But ultimately, there's going to be some changeover at some point as far as the owner coming in. I can't guarantee anything. Going forward, odds are you're going to be here. Can't imagine the owner just coming in and blowing everything out. It's a lot of work to do. You know, I kind of equate it to this, Colfax, and I like to take things locally because I know more about local. The University of Northern Colorado, when Darren Dunn, the athletic director, current athletic director, who's actually done a really great job over there, man, when he first started, you know, people were still on Ernest Collins Jr.'s case. You know, he just wasn't a great football coach. And year after year, it was like, why aren't you getting rid of him? Well, the first couple of years, it was like, you know, there's a lot of new. And there's a lot of things you got to take care of. And there's a lot of things you want to do. You don't necessarily want to just burden yourself with a coaching search right off the bat. And I get that. That's UNC. That's not the Broncos where it is like, you got to win today or you better be coming up with a plan to move on. But that's a question I would have. Is the most obvious question Drew Lock? What do you think of Drew Lock? Do you think you can make a quarterback out of him? Or should we cut bait? You got to see how he answers that. You know what else you're asking? COVID. I don't know if that's still going to be... I'm guessing that's not going to leave us once off-season activities start. How do you handle that? How do you discipline that? How do you enforce that? Social issues? Those are questions you have to ask now, too. Hate it, love it, whatever. You have to ask, how do you handle that? How would you handle it if... We saw it in the NBA. If a team says, I don't want to play, something's going on, how are you handling that? Those are things you have to... I just said about college, too. You're being judged on not only how you handle the X's and O's and grade point averages and all that, but how do you handle COVID? How do you handle the social landscape now? So that's something. Von Miller. Von Miller's Broncos royalty here. But he's not the player he was. He's making a lot of money. He's got one more year. This guy's not going to have any loyalty to Von, more than likely, unless you hire from within. So what do you do about him? Is it time to, do you force, you got to restructure that contract? Are you going to be aggressive on that? I mean, those are all big time questions that I very curious to see just how, you know, your general manager handles that. Is Justin Simmons worth $14 million? Because he thinks he is. And what did Zach Stevens tell us on Monday? Felt like goodbye to Justin. Can you convince Justin to stay? Do you want to convince him to stay? Do you think it's worth it? What are you drafting? What would you draft? Who would you draft? You got ninth pick. Is it quarterback time? Is it cornerback time? Do you see the offensive line needing more work? Would you like to see better skill players on the defensive side of the ball? Better linebackers? I mean, that's not everything. I mean, what's your philosophy? Is Vic Fangio, I mean, he's a defensive-minded coach. He's going to let Pat Shurmur kind of do his thing. Do you like that? Are you good with a defensive-minded coach that struggles with game clock management, that struggles with, you know, some of the obvious things that go through a football game? Because Vic's not going anywhere. That's what we're told. In fact, Vic's going to have some say, or at least he's going to be able to sit down and give us 2 cents. Is that safe? It's like, I can't remember when to call timeouts. He doesn't. Titans game, he forgot. I was too busy calling defensive plays, man. It's pesky timeouts. Called a timeout for the Raiders so they could collect themselves and go for 2 and win, which I don't care. I'm all good with the tanking, man. Give me a better draft pick. Brady, it's not a sure thing, you never know. But it's more sure than not. A top 10 pick in the draft, I'm going to take my chances. Outside of that, yeah, it's a crapshoot. But top 10, I'm going to take my chances. If I have a chance to get top 10 or 13, 14, by losing a meaningless game to the Raiders, it's not meaningless. It's a rivalry game, Brady. It's about winning the Super Bowl. I could care less about beating the Raiders. Unless it leads you to winning a Super Bowl. That's what I care about. How about Doug Peterson with the Eagles? Deciding to pull his quarterback in second half, you know, late in the game, go with an unproven quarterback essentially to lose the game. Giants are pissed. Giants are mad because that cost them a chance, right? If I'm the Eagles, what do I do for next year? If I'm mathematically out of the playoffs, I'm already thinking about next year. I don't believe in tanking. That was a tanking move, but I don't believe in, like, hey guys, if you see a guy running for a touchdown, don't even mess with him. Don't tackle him. No. I believe if you're mathematically eliminated, give guys a chance that wouldn't normally have a chance. Pull guys. How many guys get hurt last 5 games of the season and then they're out next year for 5-6 games? So, I mean, again, They say they're trying to win the game. Listen, I don't believe it, but I don't. Tanking stuff doesn't bother me, but you have to ask them about that, too. What's your philosophy there? How aggressive do you want to be in free agency? Do you know the history? You know, you go into the history that we were really good. We won a Super Bowl by getting really aggressive defensively in free agency. There's a lot of questions out there, and you have a lot of opportunities to sit down and ask the really, really hard questions. Lieutenant Spangle. Okay, go back to some of your... Melvin Gordon, I think, turned it on enough for Denver to be confident, and they won't overpay for him. He's good, but also injury-prone. Yeah, he got better toward the end, doesn't he? And he's like that. He's kind of a downhill guy. The first few games just didn't look like he was really there, and then boom, something clicked. Definitely worth the money. He's proven to me that he's your bell cow, which I was wrong. You know, I was wrong, but the eye test is all you need sometimes, Colfax, and Philip Lindsay, love the guy. He saved you in a couple of games, obviously that Chargers game, but consistently just kept fading, injuries hit, and I didn't see the pop. I saw the pop with Melvin Gordon. There for a while, I felt like Gordon could take it to the house every time he touched the ball. So you're very happy with Gordon. You're very happy with that situation. I do want to thank Auto Taylor. I bring my vehicles over there, even though there's no CD player. Apparently, they can't just install one. I love Auto Taylor. My wife's vehicle I take to Auto Taylor, whether that's for an oil change, a checkup, I'm hearing something, I'm seeing different things lighting up that confuse me. I bring it over to Auto Taylor. They have vehicle diagnostics. They're advanced and they're accurate. So if your engine's making a clunking noise or a squealing sound, their master technicians are here to assist in troubleshooting that vehicle. That is Auto Taylor. They're in Greeley. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. 22 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, the hoops in the state. Big night tonight. And I'm excited, man. Get your thoughts there. Who are you watching at? Who's getting most of your attention between these games? Now, CU Oregon, they do play at 3, so it's outside of a lot of these games. But if you had to pick, who are you focusing on tonight, 22 minutes after the hour? It's the whole show. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
When it starts, we'll be ready. High school basketball on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA. Hear Mornings with Gail, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Jumping over this afternoon for a quick visit with the Chiropractic Standard, talking to Dr. Tyler Terry. Listen, they bring passion to what they do there. You know, you've been to two of the extremes. You've been to the chiropractor that's, hey, get you in and out. Click, click. Oh, what's going on? Oh, this pain here? Great. I'm going to do the exact same thing that I would do to everybody else. See you later. Here's your $40, your $20, whatever. Then there's the other place you go to that's like, oh man, this is bad, and it's going to take for the rest of your life for me to fix this. So you have to commit to me now. And you need to come 5 days a week and be here all the time. So you go to the Chiropractic Standard. I visited. I got my x-ray. I sat down with Dr. Tyler Terry, and you know, he's looking at my x-ray with me, and he's like, man, you could be feeling so much better. You could be starting, you know, and he didn't like say that I'm dying or anything, right? He's like, you're a healthy guy. You're doing great, but I can see why this is extremely painful here at times when it's uncomfortable. You know, think of it like a battery, man. You're starting your day like 77%. You want to get closer to that 90%, get closer to 100% when you wake up. So I'm excited. I've been going for a couple of weeks now, heading back there this afternoon. They have a great approach, and a lot of people worry about chiropractic care. First off, they're like, I don't like all the cracking and all this moving around and stuff. I'm not going to get into the specifics just yet, but it's a lot different than anything you've ever experienced as far as regular chiropractic care. The other thing is the money. Oh, they're just going to lock me into some plan. They're going to give you an idea, and if you don't think you can afford it, they either come up with a plan for you, or you can say, hey, listen, I can't commit to that many times, but we can do this. Find something that's going to work for you. They're great at what they do. I'm already excited about it. I'm already feeling a little bit better. And I'll be honest, I don't know if that's just mentally knowing that I'm going over there, but so far, so good. And I'll keep you updated on my status. The chiropractic standard. If you're feeling like maybe just something's off, man, your back's certain days, just a lot of pain and you're tired of it. You're tired of trying to crack it yourself. You're tired of not being able to do some of the things that you want to do. My thing is I want to exercise better. I want to be able to lift up my toddler for hours on end without feeling any pain. That was kind of the last straw for me because this, my kiddo, man, he's the Energizer Bunny. It's just nonstop. He doesn't care when I say, hey, Gavin, I gotta stop. The old back's killing me. He's just like, why, Dad? Why are you stopping? I don't care. So I got to be better. And they're going to help me out there. That's the chiropractic standard in Greeley. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. All right, tonight, big, big night locally. When you look at some of these big games, man. Okay, so Oregon, Colorado, they play at 3 o'clock. They are on FS1. The Buffs are 7-3. They're 1-2. They've lost two of their last three, 1-2 in Pac-12 play. So, I mean, this would be a huge, huge win. Now, they beat Oregon last year. And remember the Buffs, right? First half of the season, well, first 80% of the season, the Buffs are cooking. They're looking fantastic. They beat Oregon. And you're thinking the Buffs might be one of the top teams in the country. And they lost their last six games. And they did play the first round of the Pac-12 conference tournament before everything was shut down, and they lost to Washington State. So, you know, this is one of those games that we thought they were a great team. So, again, tonight's key, and follow up after that, win or lose is key, because we've seen greatness from this team, but we've also seen the fizzle effect. So, big one tonight. UNLV, CSU, they play on CBS Sports Network tonight at 6 o'clock. And again, UNLV, what's Kelly telling us? They haven't played in 30 days. And when they did play, they lost. They lost to teams like Montana State. So not necessarily great if you're UNLV. A little pressure tonight in the Big Sky Conference. You know, Montana State's 3-3. The Bears are 5-4. This should be one of those games. You know, you're at home, getting some fans in the stands. It's going to be like family and close friends. But, you know, 50 people's better than zero people. So you get some cheering. How will that help the Bears tonight? So I'm curious. Will 50 people give you enough? You can certainly hear them. You'll be able to hear them. So I'm kind of excited to see what that looks like. So UNC taking on Montana State. That the pregame show starts at 6 o'clock here on 1310 KFKA. And then the game starts at 6:30. And then in the NBA, you have Dallas and the Nuggets. Both teams 3-4. And both teams have bigger expectations than starting the season 3-4. So I think, you know, these guys both just looking to flat out get after it. Now, the Mavs coming off of beating the Rockets. The Nuggets just won two in a row against the Timberwolves. Michael Porter Jr., we're told, is going to play. So we'll see. But Luka the other night, 33 points, 11 assists, 16 boards. I'm kind of shocked in our conversation yesterday. We didn't talk a lot about him. You know, we didn't get a lot of texts saying, hey, Luka's one of the best. Puts up huge numbers, man. Those are big-time numbers. Absolutely big. Nice triple-double there for him. So, yeah, this is supposed to be a much better team. So we're going to find out. 31 minutes after the hour, a big, big night of basketball. I'm going to pick one of those games. In fact, I may bonus it up. We're only going to really highlight one, but I may end up just telling you exactly what's going to happen with all of them tonight. First, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
No Code Now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
We're back. Well, it's Thursday night. A new week has gone. I turn on my radio for some prophecy fun. I hear an American picker on KFKA. The biggest game each week is his specialty. I gotta get ready, make the TNS the bomb, because Thursday night special is going to be special tonight. Are you ready?
We might need the 2021 version, Colfax. This is still kind of... some people would say that it sounds similar to some other theme song, but I don't hear it.
No, I don't. But it, you know, it's kind of like an old school vibe to it.
Yeah, oh, so good.
Vintage. I think vintage is in.
It is vintage. Yeah, vintage. You're right. Except for CD players.
Those are gone.
Those are gone. Apparently, nobody wants to see CD players. Colfax, we finished 2020. I know it was a disaster year for all of us with everything, but Thursday Night Special survived it. COVID could not affect the TNS. 19-10 I went on the year. 19-10. I would say that's pretty damn good. Looking for a better year, though. Even better this year. So here we go. My first Thursday Night Special. I got a lot to pick from. I knew I was going to go basketball, but would I go UNC? Would I go CSU? CU? No, I'm going to go NBA. A lot of the reason, because on theholeshow.com, it looks like we're getting more votes for Nuggets Mavs. So I'm going to give you guys something, you know, you can watch the game, sure, but I'm going to let you know what's going to happen. So I am told Michael Porter Jr. is out tonight. I thought he was back. I think he's starting to get cleared, but not in time to get this thing done tonight. So he's out. For the Mavericks, they have Kristaps Porzingis is out with the knee injury. They're looking to get him back. Bottom line, this game, sorry, but it's about two people. It's about Luka, and it's about Nikola. Luka Doncic and Nikola Jokic. These guys are top players in the league. Both are unsatisfied with how they've started the season. Both 3-4. This game's an 8 o'clock game on TNT. So clearly, this is one of those big games that we're excited about. Another big opportunity for Nikola on the national stage. Do we see triple double? Luka had a triple double the other night as well. I'm really pumped for this game. Looking forward to this one, really, ever since the schedule came out, because I do think the Mavs, this is why we're not panicking, right? The Mavs are a good team, too. There's a lot of teams in a weird spot right now. For tonight, the Nuggets are 3-point favorites in this game. You're really looking at Nikola Jokic. I'm curious to see what Jamal Murray, 13 points the other night, that would lead me to believe we're going to see a 30-point game tonight from Mr. Murray. Will Barton has to be better. He was great the other night with 20 points, but I got to keep seeing it. If he does it again tonight, he might earn the starting spot. He might get it back. We might just have a musical chair game between Will Barton and Michael Porter Jr. all year. So looking to see there the progression of Facu Campazzo. I want to see that as well. Is it enough to beat a Mavericks team coming off of a nice win against Houston to beat the Nuggets tonight? Luka is sensational. I believe the Nuggets lost to the Mavericks. This was the last game before the bubble, right? Before we took a break. I like the Nuggets.
Hold on to your butt.
Dribble drive around the baseline. Jokic has the offensive rebound. He puts it up and in and a foul. So good way to start for the Denver Nuggets.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. The remix.
You're with us and you're against us.
Now Jokic had a 15-footer. Instead to Millsap, who lays it in.
As long as their fans go home disappointed, that's all I care about.
Thanks, Mike.
Ooh. Jokic.
Yeah, that's Vintage Harris and Joker. Two-man game.
5 del tercer cuarto. Bloquea Jordan, a Campazzo, lo agarra y falta personal de Jordan.
How difficult was that shot? Body taking him away from the basket and he hits it anyway.
But take that L on the way out.
Take that L on the way out, Mavs. Let's take that L on the way out tonight. Coach Malone's fired up. He was in a great mood in the Zoom call yesterday. Happy that they won two in a row. He was asked about Nikola Jokic, but it's not really the offensive side of it. Malone was asked about Nikola Jokic and his defensive game and how it's improved.
Yeah, there's no doubt. If you look at from year one all the way through today, year six, there's been tremendous improvement. And I think the word that you use, Mike, is a key one, engagement. Understanding that he is the anchor of our defense. You know, he's got to be the best communicator on the floor. He's got to cover up mistakes. We know that he's not going to be the shot-blocking athlete, but he has to be in tune with angles, using the rule of verticality, protect the rim. He has great anticipation. He has great hands. And when he's locked in and engaged, you know, he's a really good defender, and he allows us to be a much better defensive team. As I mentioned after the game, I thought first quarter and fourth quarter, our defense was great. Second quarter, it was horrific. And third quarter was not very good either. So Well, that continues to be our biggest focus and challenge, is finding a way to defend for 48 minutes. And tomorrow night against Dallas, that is going to be a great challenge.
Yeah, I think that I just think there's a different feel to Joker. And I know it's seven games in, but Colfax, didn't it feel like last year and the year before that, 7 games in, 14 games in, 20 games in, we would always have these like 5-6 game runs. Oh, Joker's great. He's amazing. And then you'd have about 2 or 3 where it's like, Joker's got to decide he wants to win a game. He's got a different look about him. I don't know if it's the beard. What's the end game with that beard, by the way? I mean, it's got some, there's some hair growing up here. There's, you know, the jaw. There's a few different hairs coming down here. What's the goal there? I'm gonna try it. What are we going for?
Intimidation,
yeah.
Or confusion? Maybe?
Confusion, I think.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's what it is. There's a different look. I feel like he's demanding more from his team. I've seen that more. Where he's, it kind of, to be honest, it kind of reminds me of Peyton Manning. The way he'll yell, he'll hold the ball. If a guy's not moving, he'll point to exactly where he wants him to go. Who's that remind you of? Peyton Manning with his receivers. He points. Hey, get over there. Because I want to set this up, how I'm orchestrating this offense right here. I mean, he's a very special player, very unique player. And tonight's a nice opportunity for him to be on the national spotlight, on the national stage, against another star player with the Mavs. So, yeah, I like the Nuggets tonight. I think this team's going to get better with every game. And I know that sounds cliche to say that, but Jermichael Green, that part of it's real. You want to see him. Every single night, you just want to see him get a little bit better. So many different reports about MPJ. I mean, I saw Harrison Wynn posted 26 minutes ago, health and safety protocols, not with the team. He's out tonight for his Dallas, but he was on track to rejoin the team today. So, what happened? Katie Wingy of Altitude TV posted yesterday, assuming all things go as planned, I'm told Michael Porter Jr. should be cleared tonight and available to play tomorrow when the Mavericks take on the Nuggets. So it's COVID, but I thought he was on track. Unless you just want to give it one more day before you make that decision. But he's missing tonight's game, and you know we'll see how long that's actually going to keep him out. But I really want to see him in these games. You know, I think early this is when you want to get that feel for it quickly. So, yeah, I know the COVID protocols, all that going into it. That's difficult waters to navigate through, but I'd like to see it. First Advantage text line 970-478-1301. If you're a first-time texter to the show, you got to text KFKA to 970-478-1301. And, yeah, I mean, we're going to keep talking about Jamal Murray. We're going to keep talking about his inconsistencies with this team. And, I mean, until he shows me... I mean, what do you got to see? I got to see a 5-10 game run where I don't just go back into this shell and I score 10, 13 points. Here's the thing. The guy is being paid. And I know we were talking to Chris Dempsey about it yesterday, about how teams are game planning now. They said they weren't going to, you know, Minnesota said we were not going to let Murray beat us. Because they basically just say, Joker's going to get his. He's almost impossible to guard when he's on. So let's go with Murray. I get that, and I can appreciate that. But does that stop the best players in the league? That's why they're the best players in the league. Because you can't stop them. You can contain them. You can hope for a bad night time and time again. Or once in a while, I should say. But you can't really expect to shut down a great player. So I hear Chris, and I get what he's saying. But, you know, I am concerned with that because I do expect, even against the best defensive players, you're Jamal Murray. You are being paid, what's he being paid this year? $29 million. He'll be paid $31 million next year. $33 million the year after that. $36, $38. Keeps going up. Lieutenant Spangle asked the question on our text line yesterday. Is he, okay, great. He's good. He's average, whatever. Is he playing what his contract says he should be playing like? No. And that's what the gift of the great contract also comes with a lot of pressure. It also comes with, this is who you should be. You're making $30 million. You need to play like a $30 million guy. Nikola Jokic is making 28. He's playing like a $28 million player. Now his contract goes up too. You know, they've got Joker locked up this year, next year, and the year after that. So, I mean, he's with this team for a while, but you have Murray locked up 2 years after that. The Nuggets kind of said, hey, we believe we're going to build the foundation really around Jamal Murray and Joker, but we're starting. We're going to get Murray's contract taken care of. I mean, those are the two of the longest contracts on the roster, and rightfully so. But one guy's probably outplaying his contract, while the other guy is severely underplaying his contract. Even if he has 36 points tonight, he's still not living up to that contract just yet. You can't drop and have 13 points. Now, Joker might very well have 13 points tonight, but consistently he's shown us he's going to stuff the stat sheet. He's shown us that already. Murray has only shown us really great games, but he's still only shown us inconsistencies. His inconsistencies as far as being good, like great, are amazing. You know, when he's on, get ready. He's probably going to drop in 30s, maybe even tease 40. But when he's off, he's just a guy. He's just a point guard out there. He's going to get you 13 points. So, I do think that you need to have Murray have a big one tonight. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. Okay, here's the deal. I'm registering someone right now for our Madden tournament coming up on February 6th. We're going to be out at St. Michael Square. We're doing this with NoCo Mobile Gaming. This thing is amazing. You want in. Winner is winning a PS5. But I need the first caller to tell me what our poll question is. That's all I need. What is our poll question? First caller to call in right now tells us what our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day is. First one. Be the first one to call in and tell us what our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day is. And you are in. You're locked in to our Madden tournament. 48 minutes after the hour, we'll take a quick break. We'll take a short break. That's 970-353-1310. 970-353-1310. First caller calls in right now and tells us what our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day is, which you can find at thewholeshow.com. You are in our Madden tournament coming up on February 6th. We'll be right back.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
Hey, this is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Thanks to Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service for being a sponsor of this program. A couple of mottos that they live by. Services as unique as life. Live well, but plan ahead. You know, get that ultimate decision made that's going to be very tough on your family if you don't. Live well, plan ahead. Give Scott Robin, a member of their great staff, a call today. Talk to them about pre-planning. It's an amazing gift. That's Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. Their website is Mosier, M-O-S-E-R, funeralservice.com. About 6 minutes or 7 minutes until the top of the hour here. Don't forget, we have UNC basketball tonight. 6 o'clock, the pregame show starts with a 6:30 tip-off. UNC taking on Montana State. That's our Power to Play Sports poll question. Which game are you focused on tonight? Which one are you looking at? UNC, CSU, CU playing in just about an hour, or the Dallas Mavericks and the Denver Nuggets? No Michael Porter tonight. No Kristaps Porzingis either with that knee. So it should be a heck of a game. Should be a lot of fun. Make sure you go to thewholeshow.com. Answer our poll questions on a daily basis. Check out this week's blogs. Whatever Happened to Kicking and Screaming? My Deep Thoughts from a Wandering Mind, talking about John Elway. We put together a weekly Whole Minute, our videos there, and a lot of local news. We'll try to gather press releases and news from the teams that we talk about here on the program each and every day. Now, tonight should be great, man. I mean, all games are home. You have some games. A lot of these games, too. I mean, CU is on, is it on CBS? Or no, it's on FS1. And then you have the CSU games on national TV as well. they're on CBS Sports Network, and then you have the Nuggets on TNT. So these are those games that are big opportunities. You know, CSU's San Diego State comeback, that was in front of a national audience. Yes, it was in the afternoon, but still in front of a national audience, and it gives you an opportunity to showcase your school. And when you're beating a team like San Diego State coming back like that, that's big news. And it was on ESPN, and these are opportunities here. The Buffs absolutely have a monster opportunity this afternoon or in an hour. Try to pull off the upset against one of the top teams, number 17 in the country with those Oregon Ducks. CSU, you're just supposed to win. Get win number 7. I am curious about the success, too, with Nico Medved. The more success he gets, I mean, you might get some calls. It might take another year or two of that, but be very curious to see how it all works up. And then again, the Bears coming off of a split with Montana, they're looking to bounce back against Montana State tonight. That one's here on KFK, as we said. Nuggets and Mavericks on TNT as well. Closing thoughts from the day. Deshaun Watson, don't get your hopes up yet, Hooligans. I mean, Houston, it's all about finding the quarterback. Well, you have one of the best. So I would imagine the Texans are going to be pretty hard-pressed to want to move on, but if Deshaun Watson flat-out says, hey, I want to be traded, then there you go. But if he's involved in the head coaching search and decision, then maybe he feels the love even more. So I wouldn't get too excited about that one just yet. You might be stuck with Drew Lock or whatever that option might be, whatever the new general manager decides to do. It's going to do it for us. The Herd with Colin Cowherd's coming up next. Don't forget tonight, UNC basketball, Montana State, here on 1310 KFKA. Good night, Northern Colorado.